Now to the American housing market. Existing home sales and prices declined last month, evidence that the market remains in a slump. There's a proposal in Congress to try to change that. Among other things, the new bill would grant U.S. tourist visas to foreign home buyers, people paying with cash. As NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports, the hope is to encourage more wealthy people abroad to spend their money here.
The proposed legislation is like an invitation addressed to the rest of the world to a very exclusive party. Who's invited? Well, I'll let Brian Phillips do the honors.
If you are a person of means and you can live in the United States for more than 6 months of the year and you can write a cash check to a homeowner for their home in excess of $500,000, then we would certainly welcome that.
Phillips is communication director for Utah Republican Mike Lee. Senator Lee, along with New York Democrat Charles Schumer, introduced legislation yesterday that would expedite tourist visas and grant longer stays to Canadian senior citizens. And it would give those foreign homebuyers a visa to be in the U.S. at least 6 months out of the year, but only if they pay with cash, not a mortgage.
There are people out there who can't sell their homes. There are folks here in the United States who can't purchase a home at that rate. So we want to try to link up people who would like to sell their homes, who are trying to sell their homes, with folks who can afford it.
In other words, this invitation is open only for those willing to pay the high price of admission. People who can afford to buy homes with cash also presumably would buy furniture, carpets, and other goods while in the U.S. Phillips notes, under this bill, these homeowners would get tourist visas, not work visas. Also, because they'd buy the properties outright, there's no possibility of foreclosure. The concept is one that appears to have broad support. Billionaire Warren Buffett endorsed it as an effective way of getting rid of excess housing inventory in an August interview with Charlie Rose.
If you wanted to change your immigration policy so that you let 500,000 families in, but they had to have a significant net worth and everything, you'd solve things very quickly.
It also gets support from Glenn Kelman, the CEO of Redfin, an online brokerage with operations all around the country.
When property values sag, and this is a desirable place to live, one of the simplest solutions is just to let more people in so that they can buy the homes.
Kelman lives in Seattle. He says just 140 miles north from him, Vancouver is like his hometown's mirror image, except buyers from India and China are fueling a housing boom there. Meanwhile, in Seattle, building is at a standstill.
I don't know. You just drive across that bridge into Vancouver and you feel like you've entered the Twilight Zone and the place is just hopping. It's like 2006 all over again, and it's never stopped.
Of course, foreign buyers have been snapping up lots of properties in the U.S. According to the National Association of Realtors, foreign buyers made up 3% of national sales in September. And they tend to buy pricier homes, more than 40% above the average national sales price. Walter Maloney is a spokesman for the Realtors Association. He says buyers come from all over the world.
The top countries of origin for international buyers are Canada, China, Mexico, UK, and India.
Maloney says U.S. homes are attractive because they're relatively inexpensive, especially in high foreclosure states like Florida and Arizona. There are also few legal obstacles to transferring titles. Maloney says visas can pose problems for some would-be buyers, so it's possible the house for visa trade would make a difference for some. But, he says, how many buyers will take the U.S. up on this deal, if it comes to pass, is not knowable. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.